Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, happy hump day. Over the hump we go. It's a Wednesday on the showboat. Food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Welcome into the Beach House Beach Bunker. We've got a chair ready for you. Nice, comfy beach chair by the water. Hope your Wednesday is off to a good start. Got a little bit of cold weather headed our way for the weekend. Big story this morning, though, it's no smoking day. Does anybody even still do that? Yeah, since they've started hiding the cigarettes, it's hard to believe anybody does that anymore. Till it's coffee time, and they're out for a smoke break. And we're going to talk about the smoke break today. On this no smoking day, we're going to talk about the price of smokes when you quit. And whether you think it's fair or not, if people get extra time off for vacation if they don't smoke, because it's happening with a few companies. Also, the 10 groceries that are about to get more expensive. The steel and aluminum tariffs went in at midnight last night, and there are 10 groceries that are almost instantly going to get more expensive, and we'll share those with you coming up on the show. Also, another hot debate this morning, Cake Boss is causing quite a stir on TikTok involving the Cake Boss vending machines in Las Vegas. We've talked about this a little bit before. We thought they were interesting and kind of fun and a way to get some Cake Boss. You know who Cake Boss is, right? The reality show guy, ran a bakery in New Jersey, and anyway, he had some vending machines, or has, in Las Vegas. If you've been to the Vegas airport, they're right there when you get off the plane. They hit you within the first few feet. You say, wow, that's cool. Ooh, $20 in a vending machine for a piece of cake. But it's Carlos. And as Molly alluded to yesterday, Southwest Airlines making big changes south of the border. They are the final airline to eliminate the free bag, the free check bag. Oh, cheese, like a little, and it's 100% Canadian, beautiful, delicious cheese inside these fluffy buns. Oh my God, they're so good. They'll go good with chicken. They'll go good with soup and stews. And I love the cheese buns and the pizza buns and the sausage rolls. They've got so many great recipes that have been passed down through the generations at Kuiper's Family Bakery. You've got to go check them out at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's Kuiper's Family Bakery. Hey, guess what today is? Today's Wednesday. It is not just any Wednesday. It's the second Wednesday of the month. Why is that important? Because the second Wednesday of each month at Headley's Health Hut is Win Back Wednesday. It's not every day you can walk into a store and get stuff for free. I know it's 7-Eleven in Winnipeg. They're trying to do that, but that's illegal. You'll get arrested. Liquor stores also frown on that. They've asked for ID at the door. But at Headley's Health Hut, they would like to award you your purchase for free. That's what Win Back Wednesdays are all about. So you go in, you make your purchase today. Again, up to $500 in receipts to be awarded back to customers. It's going to be a busy day. It's a party. Lots going on. And of course, Headley's Health Hut has Westman's top selection of vitamins, herbs, supplements, local products, 100% Canadian products, sugar-free, gluten-free, chocked full of goodies at 1314 Richmond, just east of Murray GM, and lots of parking, big store. Even though it's going to be slammed today, there's lots of room to get in there and get your deals at Headley's Health Hut. And as a few have mentioned for their good thing, Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, the Roll Up the Rim to Win event continues until the 23rd. Your opportunity to win maybe a car, maybe some electronics. They've got gift cards. They've got free food and more only until the 23rd. And again, we'll remind you, Coffee with the Legends is tomorrow at 10 a.m. They'll play tonight. After the Wee Kings play, Wee Kings game is early tonight at 6 o'clock. Then it's Brian Trottier versus Prop, the Philadelphia Flyers legend. So I would assume that those two guys are going to be at Tim's tomorrow. Other players who have played as part of this game include these names you might recognize. Kevin Stevens, Cliff Ronning, Dwayne Sutter, Dave Ellett, Billy Smith, Colton Orr, Bernie Nichols, Jeff Hodgers, Matthew Barnaby, Dale Weiss, Ryan Garbutt, Michael Ferland, I recognize, and Ryan White as well. Those are some of the players that have played. Can't guarantee they're going to be at the Legends Coffee Break tomorrow at 10 a.m., but I would bet that it's safe to say that Brian Trottier will be there. He's a pretty big legend in his own right. Member of the New York Islanders, played with Mike Bossy and Billy Smith. Oh, I remember those from back in the 80s. So that'll be at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Tim Hortons next to Canadian Tire. No smoking day. Should people be allowed or should they be encouraged to not smoke? And by being encouraged, I mean workplaces giving extra time off to those who don't smoke. That is part of our discussion this morning. It is happening with more and more companies.
Imagine getting more time off of work because you don't smoke. Well, one Japanese company is doing just that.
Yeah, the Tokyo-based company is giving non-smokers 6 additional paid days off per year. The reason? To balance out the time smoking employees spend on cigarette breaks each day. But 7 Eyewitness News reporter Jeff Slauson went out tonight to see what people make of the idea.
And as he tells us, not all smokers here are on board.
Well, I guess so.
The amount of smokers in Western New York is at a high percentage.
Leave it up to me.
Shanahan already doesn't agree with the current smoking restrictions.
The smoking law sucks.
That law was changed in 2003, prohibiting smoking indoors. A big change that decreased the amount of smoking in New York.
Don't hear much about the 2-pack, 3-pack a day smoker anymore, because without being able to smoke all day long at work, it's physically impossible to have that many cigarettes.
If corporations allow incentives for workers to kick their smoking habit, it could save the estimated $8 million New York State pays out to smokers.
They tend to be off more because of illness.
And Walt Bellani, the director of Tobacco-Free Western New York, believes this would be a good plan.
The healthier workforce it is, the happier workforce you would think.
All may not agree.
If I want to quit, it's my choice.
Now, would you kick the habit for some extra vacation days? Well, that's exactly what we asked in our Twitter poll. And an overwhelming 85% of you said you would.
Should companies here do the same? 85% said yes. Companies here should do the same. They should provide extra vacation time. Now, this one in Tokyo is an extra week. The average, when I looked it up before the show, of companies that do offer extra vacation time to non-smokers is around 4 days. Some only do an extra day. Some do a couple of days, some do a week, like in Tokyo, but the average ends up being around 4 days. Or should it be zero, for God's sake? What are you doing? Come on now. What say you? How is this not discrimination, says Derek. Quinton says, with the amount of time wasted on smoke breaks, this makes a lot of sense. I bet you that smokers are wasting at least 30 minutes a day, says Quinton. Wasting time. Derek says, 2 15-minute breaks and a half hour for lunch? Zill says, I used to never understand how it was fair. At a place I worked years ago, the people who smoked could go out for as many smoke breaks as they wanted. Being a non-smoker, I always wondered how that was fair. Some smokers do abuse the whole, I'm just going to go out for a smoke break. Wendy says, now my 20-pack of Vogue is $25. Is Vogue a cigarette? Is that a cigarette brand? Katie says $20 a pack for the cheapest. $20 a pack. So an hour at a minimum wage job can't even get you a pack of smokes anymore. Yeah, I'm glad I quit when I did. Because come on. You should be able to. I'm not pro-smoking, anti-smoker. I quit 24 years ago. Joanne said 13 years ago they were $22 when she quit. Jeez, it's been that long. Brian says 20 cents. But he says, I quit when I was a kid. I tried one and that was it. Whose parents made them smoke in the car? I caught them smoking, so you will smoke this whole pack. Oh, I don't want to, Daddy. I don't. You are going to sit in here and smoke these cigarettes until they're smoked. Then you'll never smoke again. Actually, you know what? Screw you, Dad. These are pretty damn good. Can I get some menthol next time? Kidding. Wendy says 25-pack of players is $26.50. Oh, my God. How can anybody smoke? And here I am complaining about a $12 or $11 Big Mac Happy Meal. I've been living in the beach house beach bunker too long. I'm cut off from the world. I have no idea what things cost. $27 for a pack of smokes? Oh, I'm glad I quit. Holy cow. Laura says when my dad quit in the 70s, they were less than a dollar. I picked up some for my partner the other day, and they were almost 30 bucks. Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God. $30 for premium. I definitely judged his habit. You can get budget ones for under 25 bucks. That's insane. We once flew when the kids were small, and they actually asked. They're like, what is this supposed to be? What does this hold? Mints? Extra change? Well, in your car, yes, it does hold extra change. But that is what's called an ashtray. Oh, for what? Ashes from your smokes. Good morning, Mavis. We are asking, should non-smokers get extra time off at work? Extra vacation time because they don't smoke. They're not a stress on the healthcare system. They're not a stress on your group health benefits generally. And so should smokers keep on doing what they're doing in their smoke break, but maybe non-smokers get an extra week vacation, all paid, all inclusive. No, I'm kidding. Imagine if they did that. Deb says she quit in 2003, Players Light, $7 a pack of 25. You quit just right after me, Deb. I started when I was 17. My parents smoked, and they smoked quite a bit. Smoked around us. I was a 70s, 80s kid. It was okay back then. And so I was very anti-smoking as a kid. It's awful. It's terrible. It's bad. Why, Mom and Dad, do you keep smoking? That is a terrible thing that you're doing. Blah, 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 blah. Preachy, preachy, preachy. You know, as kids do to their parents. You need to change, Mom and Dad. You are bad people. Some things never change. However, then I got out on my own, went to radio school where everybody was smoking, and I don't know what happened. Darren was the guy's name, outside of the school, says, you want one of these? It was Demorier, king size, red package. Why not? I'm an adult now. I'm at college. I'm on my own. I'm paying my own bills. I had a job. I saved from my college. I saved from my stuff, and I'm going to have a smoke. Well, that first smoke hit me so hard, like a truck had come out of heaven and hit me. And I'd lived through it and thought, where the hell has this been my whole life? Then all the dumb decisions my parents had made with regards to smoking made sense to me. Oh, I get it now. And then Darren says, oh, yeah, you should try it when you're drinking. You should have it with a coffee. Well, and then I was off to the races. So between 17 and David was born in 99 and I quit in 2000. So no, it is 25 years. So that why I can't do the math. What is that? 9 years I smoked and I got up to about half a pack a day. Derek says my grandma smoked until she was 67, then passed away at 98 years old. She stated her worst mistake her entire life was quitting smoking. Old Chicky says my hubby quit cold turkey too. Zill says all my older relatives that were dealing with health issues back then because of smoking have long since passed away. Derek says, how do you know they are using nicotine to kill parasites and spike protein damage? Well, you know what? Hey, listen, no one's preaching, Derek. No one's preaching. If you're going to smoke, you're going to smoke. I think that... you know, we all make our decisions, but there is no two ways about it. I mean, if you're going to eat cheeseburgers every meal, every day, there's going to be health related issues. If you're going to drink tequila every day, there's going to be health related issues. If you are not going to get off your couch at all for anything, there's going to be potential health related issues. It's the risk that you take. But with smoking specifically, it's one of those things, unlike drinking, somebody had said on my Facebook page, well, what about alcohol? People drink, and it's like, but you can't drink at work. You can. I don't know if they like that, though, or how long you'll be employed for if you're going to be, you know, having a rum and coke at coffee time. Whereas smoking, a little bit more socially acceptable. You could be pounding the cheeseburgers though. And I think that there are some workplaces that, do offer, incentives for things like gyms and, eating healthier and stuff like that. I guess it's just how progressive they want to be. Derek says smoking is better for you than fast food. I will debate you on that one. I would debate you on that one. I disagree totally. There's going to be a new interest rate announcement this morning. It is widely believed it could drop to 2.75. That'd be the lowest it's been. Well, I think close to the start of the pandemic, I think. That is historically low interest rates, at least in the short term. So if buying or selling a house is on the menu for you, or you know of someone that is, and they're saying, do you know any good lawyers? Because we're going to be buying a house. Well, we do, actually. Epp Law Office, over on 18th Street. Go and see the crew at Epp Law Office. They'll take care of you. They'll make it nice and easy and seamless, easy to understand. Lickety-split in and out of the offices, and you will be into your home, enjoying yourself. If you also need a will, once you get your house, hey, what happens if something happens to you? You're going to need a plan. And they also do corporate law at Epp Law Office, building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, was in earlier this week, as I mentioned, to get a quick oil change. Man, it was a fast one this week. 1500 Richmond Avenue, pull up to the doors, they fly open, they take some information from you, and then they'll take your vehicle and pull it ahead over that, over the pit, because you see, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen the videos of people driving on the pit. They miss the pit and then down they go. That never happens at Murray's, because when you drive in, they jump into your vehicle and drive it over the pit. You don't even have to have the anxiety of the pit. And they make a donation to Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House every time you go. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And our friends at Leon's. Once again, congratulations to John. You probably saw the post yesterday. John is the new manager, the new sheriff in town over at Leon's. Congratulations to Rick and Karen Crest on their retirement. New ownership at Leon's. Same great products, same great service. But again, for all they've done in the community, they have not just been a great family to have in the community as far as Rick's business concerned. He was over the Keystone Center for a long time. If you've been in the area, you know that Rick has, he's been involved. So is Karen. And Karen was involved, of course, with CKX Television, the theater community. And I would suspect that they're going to be still community involved as things go forward. But times change and people retire, and they certainly deserve some time with family. So congratulations to Rick and Karen. Well done, and congratulations to John, who takes over the reins now midway through the Canada-wide super sale. Now, Leon's has been around since 1909, proudly serving Canadians, and they continue to do so with the Canada-wide super sale. Massive savings on mattresses, dining room sets, and living room furniture. Also save 10% on select major appliances if you need. And pay nothing for 2 years, no money down, not even the taxes or the fees, and no monthly payments with 0% interest. Go to leons.ca or go congratulate John. Go see him at the store at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Say, what's up? Congratulations.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Quentin says, the question really should be, should smokers get paid for smoke breaks? Well, and the argument is, listen, coffee break, smoke break, mental health break, fresh air break, blue sky break, break from you, break from me. You, by law, you are allowed, what, two 15s and a 30 every 8 hours? So what you do with that is up to you. It's when, so are we talking more about the abuse of the break is really what this is? Are we talking about how smokers sometimes will go too long past their 15 minutes or extra breaks? Cassandra says, as a non-smoker, I say yes. Start providing people with extra vacation time if they're a non-smoker. Wendy says on Facebook, no, I do not agree. We don't take coffee breaks. I smoke maybe twice a day at work, 5 minutes max. Whoa, Wendy's fast. You're fast. Patricia says, I've worked at a couple businesses that allowed extra smoke breaks, and boy, did the smokers take advantage of it. Very frustrating as a non-smoker. Almost made me want to start, just so that you could get the extra time. Quentin says, vaping's a great way to quit, but a lame way to start. Well, especially with the kids, they're quick to grab the vape. With smoking, there was no strawberry cream flavored hard drives, just menthol. This is like a cough candy. What the heck is going on here? Zill says smoking isn't socially acceptable. I'd rather be around somebody drinking than smoking. Well, because there's no secondhand effects, I guess, of alcohol, unless you are really close to somebody to go, whoa, we've all been there. It's like, that person's drinking. Usually it's in a situation where you shouldn't be drinking. It's like, someone just use hand sanitizer? What the hell is going on? I can smell booze. But by inhaling that, you just go, maybe I should use some hand sanitizer. Whereas if someone's smoking next to you, like, then your clothes can smell. It can get into your lungs. I remember that even in the hospital, in the visiting areas, you used to be able to smoke. I'm not that old. In the hospital visiting area, well, my first radio job, I remember you could smoke in the control room. Guy that I used to work with, he was a heavy smoker. His name was Bill Cochran, and he was a chain smoker. Super nice guy, super friendly. Loved working with Bill, but the guy was a chimney. He's just like, and he had a great voice. He'd be like, hey, Tyler, it's Bill Cochran here. You ready for your radio show? Yeah, Bill. It's a little hazy in here. What are you talking about? Do you need any help with any? Do you need any help? And I remember then they outlawed it. It was like, no, you have to go to another room in the radio station. You had to go to a smoker's room. And then we even got kicked out of that. It was really boom, 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 gone, and then gone. Zill says it's up to the employers to crack down. MJ says incentive not to smoke, extra holidays. It's the extra time off for those who don't smoke. But is it legal? Is it something that you could do in Canada? Because a lot of these companies that we've been talking about are in the UK, in Japan, a couple in the United States. What about Canada? On a Canadian company give non-smokers more vacation time than smokers? We're about to find out. John Pincus is an employment lawyer with Smamafur Termakin LLP. There is no definitive laws or court decisions that provide a clear answer to this question. Therefore, in theory, employers can decide to give more vacation time. Let me try that again. Therefore, in theory, employers can decide to give more vacation time to non-smoking employees. There is, however, at least one BC case that touches on it. I was telling you about this last hour. It dealt with a union environment. The employer was attempting to introduce some tough anti-smoking rules that would ban employees from smoking anywhere around the workplace. So if you wanted to smoke in this particular case, you had to get in your vehicle and drive away somewhere else. The arbitrator in the case ultimately rejected the rules. He found that smoking and nicotine addiction is a real problem, and to ban employees from engaging in it altogether would have amounted to discrimination. For most people who smoke, their habit is a difficult addiction. Doing so can result in withdrawal, which can have real impact on their health. Can an employer stop employees from taking smoke breaks? A company has the right to direct employees to use their actual breaks to have a smoke rather than excessive small breaks if employees fail to stick solely to their actual break times. The excessive smoke breaks can be counted against hours worked. About 5 million people smoke in Canada. According to recent statistics, each smoker can cost an employer about $4,200 in productivity each year. That's according to the Conference Board of Canada. $3,800 of that amount was due to unauthorized smoke breaks. $4,000. Daily smokers take 2.5 more sick days than employees who have never smoked. Again, according to the Conference Board of Canada. Another sponsor mention, our friends at Skydancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, where the sky's the limit. Great concerts this summer. I bet by summertime, these storm clouds have passed and we'll be enjoying the beautiful music of Rascal Flatts, because the lead singer of the band is going to be performing this July. Outdoor concert. There's so much fun. Under the stars, at the beer gardens. I can picture it now. I look forward to that because we'll be through all this garbage by summer. And inflation will be on the run. I think the storm clouds will have cleared. Tracy Bird is performing in November, and there's another outdoor show, Little John, coming in August. Turtle Island Adventure Water Park, 175 feet of water slides, pools, lazy river, and more. SkydancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit, in beautiful Belcourt. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue, Westman's number one EV dealership. If you're looking for a new vehicle and you want to save cash when it comes to fueling up, listen, you can say goodbye to your gas bill. Say goodbye to your best friend at the gas station. You won't be putting gas in your car anymore because you'll have a swanky new EV. Now, there is an investment up front. There's no two ways about it. But even Donnie bought an EV yesterday. He paid full price from Elon. And he even said, Donnie said, I'm not anti-EV. I'm anti-choice. You should have the choice between an EV and a gas vehicle. Murray's has said that since the beginning. That's why they are Westman's number one EV dealership. They have been ahead of the curve to offer both. If you want a gas Equinox, Blazer, Silverado, and Hummer, they got them. You want an electric Equinox, Blazer, Silverado, or Hummer, they got them. Westman's number one EV dealership. Murray GM and Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. Big workshop coming up this weekend with Kathleen is doing her fresh flower workshop on Sunday at the Elkhorn. That is a 2 o'clock start. Very talented artist from Souris. This weekend at the Buffalo Bar, live music from the Blackwater Blues duo on Friday and Saturday. And don't forget, Shane is back with yoga on Tuesday. They've got weekend vacation packages available. Special pricing available on the website, elkhornresort.mb.ca. Again, elkhornresort.mb.ca. And check it out at the beautiful Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. 10 groceries going up in price starting today. Donnie will be putting the G on his he's not even allowed to drive. So he got his Tesla and he's giving it to his staff to drive around. So this is the foods affected by the steel and aluminum tariffs. Canned vegetables, number one, there's 10 of them. Canned fruits, makes sense. Anything in cans is going to go up. Canned soups, if you can find them on sale, now would be a good time to get them. Canned fish, canned pet food, basically anything in a can, which includes your carbonated beverages. Canned beer, canned tomato products, canned beans, and canned pasta. So basically, the 10 items are all in cans. Whatever your favorite food is or drink, if it's in a can, it's likely going to cost more. And in Cake Boss, Carlos, did you ever watch Carlos when he was on TV? They're like a New Jersey family. You know, they own a bake shop. He'd make these cakes that looked like, you know, you want a dinosaur cake? He'd make like a 10-foot dinosaur, and it looked like a dinosaur from Disney. Or if you're a race car driver, he would like take an Indy car and make it into a cake, and then he'd have it delivered. He was amazing. But when it comes to vending machines, so when you get off the plane in Las Vegas, you are met with a vending machine that will try. There it is right there. One of many that you'll see around town. And it's a refrigerator that has the Cake Boss's cakes in them. We have bought one. And they're like $20 for a little piece of cake. And it's cake. But then if you do go to Carlos's actual bake shop, and they have one in one of the hotels, I can't remember which one. Of course, it's going to be better at the bake shop. It's a vending machine. It's like buying a sandwich from a vending machine and then going to Subway. I mean, the Subway sandwich is going to taste a million times better because they're making it right in front of you.
This is one of the biggest scams in Las Vegas. This is the cake vending machine. You will see them everywhere. Oh, they often have lines. And at 3 a.m. when you're drunk, you'll think this is going to be delicious. Oh, and it is not. For right around $10, this machine will give you a beautiful slice of cake. The machine will almost certainly be out of forks, but you won't care. The outside of the machine implies that these cakes are made fresh and delivered daily. But they really come in cardboard boxes frozen from a Jersey warehouse where they've sat for weeks. The actual cake is soaked in a corn syrup to make it look moist. No matter the flavor you choose, they all taste like old sugar and regret and oddly the same. Have you tried it? Would you try it? Let me know. And
I can't say that it was the best piece of cake I've ever had. However, when we did eat the stuff that we got at Carlos's Bakery, it was some Italian roll with cream inside. It was outstanding. It was very, very good. But you can see here, a couple pieces of cake will set you back $20. Zill says gross. Vending machine cake. This will be a trivia question. What was the last airline to offer free checked bags? Southwest Airlines. And as of yesterday, no more free bags. No more free bags on Southwest. Now, Southwest doesn't fly into Canada, which is why I didn't have it on yesterday. And actually, even if you're going to jump the border and fly in the U.S., you got to drive a ways. I think you got to go to Omaha, which is more than a day's drive, or a solid day to Minneapolis, I think would be the closest jump to get on a Southwest flight. But it is a good trivia question that no more free bags. The CEO and vice chairman announced the changes in an email saying, sorry, guys. The bags fly free feature is going to go bye-bye, breaking everybody's hearts. However, Southwest did not announce how much each of the first two bags are going to cost. But you know what? The airlines are trying to make more money. They're trying to make more money. And there will be fare changes. Phase one, beginning this month, we increased our rapid rewards earn ratio. We'll also begin to vary our redemption rates. And phase two, we'll introduce a new basic fare. This new basic fare will be our lowest price point and will have the flexibility, less flexibility than other fares. The basic fare is non-refundable, non-changeable, and no same-day changes or standby. They are beloved. People love Southwest. It was cheap. You got the free bag. They were friendly. People are turning on them. Just like they did. They did the same thing with WestJet. Sunrise Credit Union is giving you a chance at $30,000. Has anybody heard? I think that Bank of Canada mortgage rate is about to set to come out anytime here. 30 grand in your hand with the low 3.89% residential mortgage rate. There's no better time to purchase a home and have a chance to win $30,000. Some conditions apply. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca for more information. And make sure you enter the Our Manitoba Photo Contest, which is on until the 28th of this month. OurManitoba.org is the website to go to. If you got some cool pictures of Manitoba on your phone, you could be part of a calendar, win a print, and a whole lot more. OurManitoba.org, a presentation of Sunrise Credit Union. And over at Co-ops of Westman, they've teamed up with the Provincial Exhibition of Manitoba to give you a $500 co-op gift card. It's a photo contest as well. There are two photo contests, actually. Farm Life in Action. This is children doing farm activities. Life Through Their Lens, which is a photo taken by the child at the farm. So kids doing farm activities, or a picture of the kids saying, I like cows. I like riding on tractors. And all you do is submit them through coopsofwestman.ca, and each trading area of co-op will have a winner of Winter Fair tickets, the Royal Manitoba Winter Fair, and a $25 gift card. And one lucky grand prize winner will get a $500 co-op gift card, courtesy of Co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. And at Auto Fashion, they will have your car looking showroom new again, just in time for spring. You've been jumping the puddles. Some haven't been that big of jumps. Sometimes it's a whole bunch of muck and mud. But Auto Fashion will take care of it for you. They'll get it all cleaned up. They'll do paintless dent repair for you, window tinting, ceramic coating and paint protection, headlight restoration, fabric and leather protection, and more. You've got a friend in the business that will keep your car showroom fresh. Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash. Look for the big green A's. I was in the store and I saw a box of 60 eggs in North Dakota for $30 US. Oh, what's a box? It's 5 dozen. So 5 dozen eggs for about $42 Canadian. That's insanity. And our eggs are expensive, but not that bad. And in fact, when you convert it to US dollars, a dozen eggs up here is like $2.75 US, $3 US for a dozen. And again, that's pricey. They've been cheaper. So I thought I'd be a nice guy, take some eggs for my friends. No, no, no. I asked. They're like, no, do not bring eggs. Okay. U.S. customs officials at the Canadian and Mexican borders have seized 352 seizures of fentanyl, most on the Mexican border. I think there was one or two at the Canadian border, but 3,700 shipments of eggs. Over the hump on this Wednesday. Thank you for being part of the show today. That was a lot of fun. Have a great day, guys. Thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow.